And our colleague David Green has a little problem with our next guest.
Yeah, it is Seth Meyers from Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC, and I want to play something from a recent monologue.
And during a recent interview on his tour bus, Willie Nelson allegedly offered an NPR reporter a joint. Just what you want to hear on NPR, drier mouths.
Really, Seth?
Yeah.
That was me on that tour bus, I just want to say.
I only found out later that it was you, and I felt terrible.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You should. It's nice to have you on our show. Thanks
it's
for coming on.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Seth Meyers, the butt of many of your jokes these days, the campaign, and amazingly, this Sunday, we are 1 year from the presidential election.
Kind of so amazing. Many butts. There's so many butts in this campaign.
So many butts. So many butts of jokes. Well, we thought it'd be fun to have you on and chat, occasionally during the course of the campaign about comedy politics and the view from the late night stage. Here in 2015, what do you see when you are on that stage and on your show as your role in a campaign season?
Well, your role when you have a late night talk show is to entertain. I think second to that is to inform. You know, we always like the first act of our show to be about the news of the day. Right now, the news of the day is very much dominated with this election cycle. But more than anything else, we're trying to find a way to talk about this that is entertaining, first and foremost.
I'm thinking back to when you had Bernie Sanders on the show. You got into some serious discussion with him about, the new version of the Patriot Act and his views on it. There weren't laughs. I mean, you were asking some serious questions.
Well, you know, it's interesting with politicians because you definitely want to balance, like, letting them say some things that people might not know about them. Well, at the same time, I have to realize, you know, they're coming on to also be entertaining. Like, they want to show another side of themselves. So it wouldn't be fair if I came on and say to them, no, I would like this whole evening to be like Meet the Press. And I don't want you to get any laughs.
They'd be really excited about that.
So you want to go back and forth.
So you made the turn from talking to Bernie Sanders about the Patriot Act to folk music and this moment. And I think this tape will speak for itself.
While you were mayor of Burlington, Vermont,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
1987, is this when this? You released a folk album.
There was a great band, and they said, hey, Bernie, you know, why don't you join us? Big mistake.
Big mistake, yeah.
As you will hear if you play this.
Well, let's hear real quick, and you tell us if you think this was a big mistake. It's a good jam.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
I saw there you go.
How in God's name did you and your staff find that?
Yeah, I really tip my cap to our researchers who are digging stuff up like that. And I also tip my cap to Bernie Sanders for having a good sense of humor about, you know, something.
Sounding like that.
Yeah, sounding like that. I will say the hardest thing I've found with interviewing politicians is the amount you have to jump in and cut them off. I'm sure you found this as well.
Yeah.
Because politicians, if given time, will talk without interruption up until you have to say, you know, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you can probably call BS and stop a candidate in a way that I probably can't. I feel like our roles are a little different somehow.
Maybe, but I think that you sort of have the gravitas of being part of NPR, whereas I sometimes, when I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, am I about to interrupt a senator? Is this what I'm about to do? And I think that'll just come with time and realizing that for the benefit of the show and for the benefit of them, it's probably better to cut them off and move on to a new thought.
Does that setting, you know, your late night desk and sort of sitting there on a comfy chair and sort of knowing that you're in sort of a more comic role, do you feel like it disarms candidates and we get to see a different side of them that we just really don't usually?
You know, it's different for everybody. Some show up with a lot of prepackaged jokes that they're going to
just tell. You can just.
They're going to get them out hell or high water. It doesn't matter how much they sort of are squeezing that square peg into a round hole.
Is there one that comes to mind?
I would say that Lindsey Graham, if you looked back at that tape, definitely had some jokes that were ready to go.
You believe in climate change. You believe it's caused by man. Are you surprised that so many in your party refuse to accept this?
Well, I'm not a scientist.
Which is what everyone says.
And you know why I can say that? Because I'm not.
There you go.
I made a D in science. You know why I made a D?
Why?
My teacher said she's never given an F.
Ever a moment when you're sitting there on your show and you have a politician, and I mean, it's just so painful and dreadful because you're like, this is not funny. I am not getting this person to be funny. I can't be funny because of this person. Like, it's too serious. This is just falling apart.
Yes.
Okay.
There have been a few times. But again, and I don't want to put that entirely on the politician. You know, again, I'm fairly new at this as well. And certainly, you get the least amount of reps with political guests. And that's why it's really fun when you have somebody like, you know, I thought, you know, Bernie was a lot of fun, and I thought Ted Cruz was a lot of fun.
Let me point out, there is only one member of the U.S. Senate who's known for green eggs and ham.
That's true. You are, your demo is very trends, very young.
I poll very well in the 3 to 6 demographic.
You do day drinking on your show.
Yes. I should clarify exactly what that means because it sounds
clarify.
We've only done it a couple of times. I went day drinking. My brother was in New York this summer, so we did a segment where we went to Brooklyn and drank in the afternoon. And then I did it again with my mother.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot. Politics completely aside,
yes.
The candidate who you would most want to go day drinking with, candidate you would least want to go day drinking with.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, look, I think I'd like to go day drinking in New York City with Donald Trump.
Okay.
I feel like we'd get into all the best places. I think at some point, you know, we'd have a few and he'd suggest something fun, like we should go up in a helicopter and it would sound awesome.
Yeah, when things get weird with Donald Trump, they get really crazy.
So I think that would be the most fun. Least want to go day drinking with Martin O'Malley. I tend to get a little like jealous when I drink, and he's just so cut.
He is.
He's just like a very
former
handsome
Baltimore
man.
Mayor. I mean, yeah. Musician, pounds
Guinness.
I
think I would just get surly because I feel like we'd go out, and I feel like he'd get all the attention from the ladies.
Violence might happen between the two of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, and then that wouldn't turn out well for me because I think anybody could just take a glance at the two of us and see that he would win that bar fight. So.
Well, good. Well, Seth, next time we get together, maybe there'll be fewer candidates. And
that'd be nice. Because I feel like there's so many we didn't even mention today.
Yeah, like we've just just the tip of the iceberg. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you,
really
man.
Fun.
Seth Meyers, host of Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC, missing the obvious there. If you're going to go day drinking with some guy and you're Seth Meyers, you go day drinking with David Greene.